Welcome back. You are watching Hope at Home. And now we have a very special conversation with Dr. Ted Hamilton from Advent Health right there in Orlando. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about the fruit of the Spirit. You have a very unique way of looking at the fruit of the Spirit and how you treat your patients there at the various hospitals that are part of Advent Health. Now, let me read to all of us here the fruit of the Spirit as they are listed in Galatians chapter 5. It says this, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Doctor, what do these have to do with health?
That's a great question. We asked ourselves that very question about 2.5 or 3 years ago when we began to think about how we could more effectively assess our patients' spiritual health. And we decided that spiritual health could perhaps best be measured if we ask people about love, joy, and peace, indicators that the Spirit is actively at work in their lives. So we designed 3 questions that we would ask patients in the outpatient setting. After all, we have about 20,000 patient visits in the outpatient setting every day, compared to 1,000 admissions to our hospitals every day.
Wow.
So we took those 3 words, love, joy, and peace. And the first question we thought we would ask is, do you have someone who loves and cares for you? Now, it turns out that that's not just a spiritual question. It's really a pretty good clinical question as well. Because we know that patients who don't have anyone who loves and cares for them are more likely to get sick. They're more likely to show up in our emergency rooms.
Is that right?
They are less likely to take their medicines as they should. They're less likely to be able to make their doctor's appointments as they should. And as a result, they're more often admitted to the hospital, and when they're admitted, they stay longer. So, do you have someone who loves and cares for you? Is a good spiritual and a good overall health indicator. The second question we decided to ask is related to that. Do you have a source of joy in your life? And the third one is, do you have a sense of peace today? So we began asking patients in the outpatient setting those questions about 2.5 years ago now. And in that period of time, we probably asked that question over 4 million patients because of the volume of patients we see every day in the outpatient setting. A small percentage of those patients will answer one of those questions, no, I don't really have someone who loves and cares for me, or no, I don't have a source of joy in my life, or after all, I'm in a doctor's office, I really don't have a sense of peace today. I'm frightened, I'm scared, I'm ill, and I don't quite know what to do about that. Now, we knew that when we began asking those questions, that we needed to have a resource for patients who answered one of those questions no. It was about that time that my wife made a visit to her primary care provider, a wonderful young nurse practitioner. And when my wife entered her examining room, the nurse practitioner asked her, "Do you have someone who loves and cares for you?" Now, my wife knew all about this program, so she wasn't surprised by that. Then she asked, "Do you have a source of joy in your life? And do you have a sense of peace today?" And my wife answered all of those questions affirmatively, but then she asked her nurse practitioner, Do you ask all of your patients these three questions? And the nurse practitioner said, yes, I do. She said, in fact, yesterday I had a patient in my office that I've known for some time. She came in for a regular visit. And I started off with those three questions, just as I had done with you. And she said, my patient broke down sobbing at that point. And she said, my husband died about a year ago, and I really don't have a very solid relationship with my children. I don't have anyone who loves and cares for me. Well, that opened the door for us to minister to that patient. Now, sometimes the doctor or the provider will do that right on the spot, will comfort the patient, will offer a word of scripture, or will offer a brief prayer, will hug that patient and comfort and reassure them. Sometimes the doctors or providers are just too busy, frankly, and sometimes they don't feel quite comfortable answering those questions or dealing with the answers when they get them. So we have set up a referral center. We call it our spiritual care referral center. And the doctor can refer a patient to our spiritual care center just the same way they would refer a patient to an orthopedic doctor for a broken bone or to a neurologist for a headache. So we get a written referral. And then we have trained chaplains who call those patients back and tell them, I'm calling on behalf of your physician, and I understand that you really feel alone and uncared for. And I'm wondering if you'd like to talk about that a bit. So within the past two years, this is part of
the spiritual, what is it called? Spiritual?
We call it our spiritual wholeness screening.
I see.
Spiritual wholeness screening.
And then the chaplain picks that up and talks to them about that. And how does the pastoral care work after the initial assessment that they are either lonely or they need to, they could do with some spiritual strengthening?
So the chaplain who calls them back will chat with them for anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour or more. And we offer up to three visits with the chaplain if the patient is interested in that. Our ultimate goal is to help that patient find those spiritual resources in their own family circle or in their own church community with their own pastor, if they have one. Sometimes they do, and we help them get back in touch with that spiritual resource, whether it's family or church community, to help them in those circumstances. If not, we will help them to find community resources if ongoing care is needed. Often, one phone call is enough. Sometimes it's two or three with our team, but ultimately, our goal is to get them in touch with the longer-term care that they need, if indeed that's something they're interested in.
Dr. Hamilton, you talked about the three, right? Love, joy, and peace. And you have asked that question 4 million times, or at least to 4 million different patients. Which one of them is the one people lack the most in their lives?
We get just about equal numbers of people answering no to the love question and the joy question, but the one that gets the most negative responses is the peace question. And really that would not be surprising when we consider that the patient is in a doctor's office with some kind of problem or complaint or concern at that particular time, and they probably aren't experiencing a wholeness of peace at that moment.
I see. Well, if somebody is at home right now and they are asking themselves that question, they're watching this on their social media feed, perhaps on DirecTV, channel 368, where Hope Channel is, perhaps they're asking themselves, do I have somebody that loves me? Do I experience joy? Do I have something in my life that is joyful? And am I experiencing peace? If the answer is no, what is it that tangibly they can do to help that situation or to get better spiritually in answering one of those three questions negatively?
Well, we tell our patients that scripture is important, that prayer is often very helpful, that getting in touch with family, friends, church community, pastor, or if in the markets where we have hospitals and facilities, if none of that works for them, we will provide a call with a chaplain for them to get them started down that road.
It is very likely that if you're watching this on one of the social media pages, that you can just contact that social media page and just mention it, that you would like to experience more love or more joy or more peace. And we will get back to you. We have a whole team 24 hours a day that connects with people, prays for them, and can offer them this pastoral care, this listening ear, this suggestion or advice, this connection with scripture and prayer that Dr. Hamilton is talking about. If you would like prayer right now, there is a number on your screen. Just call that number right now, and we will be there to pray for you. You can also visit hopebiblestudy.org if you would like to understand more from scripture. But let's go back to the fruit of the Spirit, Dr. Hamilton, and understand a little bit more about the effects of having those three things. There are more fruit of the Spirit. We could talk about self-control. We can talk about kindness and others. But let's keep to these first three. What is the further impact on health if you have those three nailed down? If you are experiencing love and joy and peace, does the body react differently? What are the health impacts of this holistic view of health when spirituality and our body and our mind is in harmony and connected?
The body does respond to the presence of someone who loves and cares for you, to an ongoing source of joy in the life and a sense of peace. The hormones that our body marshals in response to a threat or a problem are lessened when love, joy, and peace are in the life. The stress and the tension and the worry or guilt or fear are reduced. Scripture says that a man's heart faileth him for fear. Having someone who loves and cares for you reduces that fear. So there are measurable effects on the health, on the blood pressure, upon the general health of a person when love, joy, and peace are indeed present in their lives.
A lot of people are rediscovering the idea of mindfulness, of being present in the moment. And Christians have been doing this for centuries. It's called prayer, where you absolutely focus on your needs and especially the needs of others, and you are fully present with God as you pray. What is the impact of prayer in health and in well-being?
One patient recently who expressed a lack of love or joy in their life and also talked about the lack of anyone who really cared about her. Toward the end of the conversation with the chaplain who contacted her, she said, "Would you repeat the Lord's Prayer with me?" Well, of course, our chaplain was happy to do that, and together they did a spoken duet of the Lord's Prayer, following which the chaplain prayed for her personally. And the relief, the satisfaction, the peace that came into her life at that time was something that she expressed great appreciation for.
Does prayer have an impact in the health worker? In other words, as you are caring for people all day long and you are seeing some of the most anguishing moments in human life as people experience loved ones suffering and themselves suffering in the hospital setting, No one wakes up in the morning and says, what I really want to do today is go to the hospital. It's a place that we try to avoid all the time. Now, does prayer have an impact in the health worker who both prays for others and is prayed over? Have you seen that in your hospitals?
We have a group of representatives. We call them spiritual wholeness representatives that call on physicians' offices periodically. It may be once a month, it may be once every 2 weeks, it kind of depends. But this spiritual wholeness screening is now being done in almost 2,000 physician offices in our markets. And when our spiritual wholeness representative calls on one of those offices, it is clear that they have become almost unintentionally even the spiritual resource for the staff and the doctors in those practices. It's not at all unusual for them to be asked to stay and pray with someone or read a scripture with someone or simply sit and listen to one of the staff who's going through a particularly difficult life transition. We have been amazed at the acceptance, not only the acceptance, at the enthusiastic support of our physicians and the staff in these practices. After all, they're people, and they come to work every day with problems at home, with children that are going through difficulty, going through divorces, wondering if their paycheck is going to make it to the end of the week, all sorts of problems. And having that spiritual resource has been a very welcome addition to our practices and our providers.
During this pandemic, we remembered that our health workers are indeed heroes. So let's talk about COVID-19. If people are at home and they're experiencing disruption, perhaps financial setbacks or other related issues where it's hard to experience love and peace and joy when you don't know where the resources will come from to fulfill the obligations that you have signed up just last year. No one knew this would happen. And now peace becomes very difficult. What can you say to help those that have very adverse circumstances right now, today, as they listen to this broadcast, as they listen to this streaming? What can you tell them that will help them experience this peace wherever they find themselves?
I fully support your offer of a prayer line, of the opportunity for some comfort and support through the resources at the Hope Channel. At the beginning of the COVID pandemic, we initiated a 1-800 number. Initially, it was exclusively for the staff in our hospitals, not the nurses, the doctors, the people on the front line of caring for patients. After about 2 weeks, we decided to extend that to the general public in our communities where we have hospitals. It's the same people who take the referrals from physician offices who are available for those 1-800 calls. Now, we haven't been inundated with calls to that 1-800 line, but we have had quite a number, both from our staff and from our communities. And often it's just a listening ear, just a word of comfort, just a text of scripture, just a little prayer that makes all the difference in the day for one of our providers or caregivers.
Get in touch with us. The prayer line number will be on your screen. You can also visit hopetv.org/at home and get in touch with us. Even here directly on this Facebook page that you're watching, if that is indeed where you're watching. Dr. Hamilton, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank you for your ministry there and the millions of patients that you have seen and have helped there at Advent Health. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You are watching Hope at Home. We now have a very special interview coming up with Gamaliel, Pastor Gamaliel. He is a pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he's also a psychologist. And we'll be talking about hope, but not right now. This will be immediately after the break. Don't go away.